How is this Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on John McLaughlin colon? Date of birth is 11-4-1995. Date of procedure is December 6, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, DO. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Polypectomy. And cold biopsies. Indication is screening for colon cancer. Sorry. Indication is history of PUD, abdominal pain, bright red blood per rectum. Description, procedure, and form consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, well explained to the patient. Period. The patient's bath in the suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated, limbs, video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and made direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex is obtained of the cardio. Period. Air was suctioned from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam is normal. Period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advances direction to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the peninsular orifice and the cecal valve complement to the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was also inspected. Period. Careful examination made in the cecum, the cecal valve, ascendicolon, hepatoflexure, transcolon, splenoflexure, descendicolon, sigmocolon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Bowel perforation was good according to the Boston bowel prep score of. Mm-hmm. 8, 2-3-3. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Number one, there was an unremarkable esophagus. Unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line, there was a small hiatal hernia. The Z line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipe block. There was a widely patent Schottky ring. Next line, there was an unremarkable gastric mucosa. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared mildly erythematous. Common biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. There was a diminutive approximately 2 millimeter transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was no evidence of any hemorrhoids or fissures on the rectal exam. Next line, there was evidence of raw mucosa just distally to the anal verge that appeared to be with dry skin and cracked as well as bleeding, period, with irritation from the scope, period. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending path. Next line. Patient will need to use barrier cream on the dry, cracked, thin mucosa. Period. Recommend good hygiene and use of wet wipes when wiping excessively. Period. Follow-up in clinic as previously scheduled.